Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605.
Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host, Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, July 27, 2013, and that was a sample off our first guest from Dub Conscious, live from the Gratify Festival. We're going to get there in just a moment. We also have some amazing guests coming on the show tonight. We have our very own Joel Windfox coming on for some health and wellness updates. Liz Colton, the international U.S. diplomat. We also have Mary Rodwell joining us from Australia, and a couple more surprise pop-up guests throughout the show. With that, we're going to jump to our first guest, as I said, live from the Gratify Festival happening in South Carolina. We have Dub Conscious, Adrian, joining us from there. Adrian, thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So let's first jump into, how is the festival? How's the vibration going there? Who's playing now? What is going on? Live from Gratify, what's up?
Hey, it's a miracle. Gratify is something that the Southeast, I think, has been is really just thirsting for a long time. It has had a lot of glimpses, but not a quite full vision. And just to see the response, it's a huge turnout. Everyone's just on their game. It's extremely positive, and it's a revelation. It's awesome. So Gratify is wonderful.
Excellent. Yeah. And for the listeners out there, Adrian, if you would, and all the listeners out there, we're going to be taking calls in about an hour. So throughout the next hour, if you hear any questions, we're going to be taking calls from 11 to midnight. Call the stations, 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Adrian, tell the listeners out there, what is Gratify? What is a transformational festival for the people out there that don't know what Gratify is? Give them a quick download on what is a transformational festival.
I mean, I think all cultural events are potentially transformational. In the music world, oftentimes transformational festivals are considered festivals where there is a spiritual intent, that kind of carries the vision, as much as the money or the products or the performances. There's an underlying, principle of trying to find a deeper meaning, trying to tap into, you know, the unity that that exists between the community of the festival and, like, the wellness of the body and the mind and the spirit. So I think, you know, the idea of ceremony is more about transformational festivals than just, like, hey, it's you know, nonstop party. Even though the party's there, a transformational festival is trying to open people's minds and hearts and spirits to deeper things, I think. So, you know, and I live in California most of the time, and, you know, Burning Man, I kind of set the tone, I guess, and a lot of the burns and, you know, West Coast festivals now kind of embody this transformational festival idea, and now, you know, Gratify seems to be on the path to do the same. So it feels really good.
And Gratify is also more, would you say, of your grassroots type festival. There's not like big sponsorship, you know, things like that. A lot of people don't understand. There's no Bush, you know, Bud Light and like sponsors like that. It's a collective of tribes, if you will, that are ready and are showing the way for the new paradigm of living, which is sustainable and together. And these transformative festivals are leading those type of workshops and those type of infrastructure, you know, management and things like that to get these communities and things back out into the world. So that's really the more innovative things that are coming out of these festivals are, you know, showing people how to live a sustainable way and then how to take it back out into the community. Tell about also, Adrian, the different music artists and all the different types of styles and genres that are at Gratify. What's the mix going on there?
It's really good. You know, there's definitely a high electronic feel, which is, you know, the new dance music, which inspires a lot of people to really express themselves through dance and you know, just getting and not so much focus on the idealization of the band or the musician, but more about just the setting of the tone of the town or of the scene and letting people experience their own experience. But there's also great bands. Papa Dozio seems to be a centerpiece here. A very,
awesome.
Very spiritually driven group and wonderful, wonderful people that are doing good things
for the world. I interviewed those guys down at Narnia last year, so shout out, man. Those guys are awesome, no doubt.
Really, yeah, wonderful people, good friends. And then, you know, the bands seem to kind of be gravitating towards, you know, more, you know, understanding of the West Coast and transformational festival idea than before, where it used to be the bands were like, hey, you know, it used to be more of a rock star feel, and now it seems like there's more of a community feel and a shared energy between DJs, bands, performers, and then the live kirtan groups, or, you know, even just like spoken word performance or workshop people seem to have just as much of a stage as the average musician, which is really cool. I love that. I love coming off the stage and walking through a festival site and then seeing a bunch of people talk about intentional communities or, you know, how to live sustainably and all that kind of stuff like that. It seems like there's a shared cultural experience rather than just like, hey, come look at all these musicians a la Bonnaroo, you know, or something like that.
So, exactly. And that's what I was trying to get at, Adrian, that these festivals have intent to educate, to teach, to show, to do all these things, not like a Bonnaroo where you just go and drink and party and watch some bands. That's not the intent of these things, is to educate, empower, and show the way and lead the way to a new way of living, which is a sustainable lifestyle, which is where we have to go. And the point of asking all the different types of music is that's the beauty of, you see bluesgrass, you see this, you see rock and roll, all the same thing, all jamming out. Bands, DJs, doesn't matter. It's music. People are live painting, doing body art. I mean, there's art installations. It's you know, it's beautiful to see that, to see the camp, to see the life come together.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your background. We only have a couple minutes left, but talk about your background, how you first got into the scene. You know, what was your first downloads? Was it the early 90s in the raves, or, you know, what was your story to get into the scene?
I'm just now turning 40 this year, so I was actually a deadhead back when Jerry Garcia was alive. So I kind of come from the root of a very, you know, psychedelic traveling circus culture, already, but that was, you know, kind of fading. And in the early 90s, you know, a lot of, electronic music started getting produced at the same time, you know, bands like, you know, Fish and Widespread Panic kind of took what the Grateful Dead did, but it kind of turned into something different. And, I kind of saw the Burning Man culture come together in the late 90s and early 2000s and kind of start to present this alternate reality that wasn't going to be sponsored by Bud Light or, you know, Red Bull and all that stuff like that. And
there you go.
I, my, my first big experience in a transformational festival was actually my band. My band was always traveling on biodiesel. We had organic shirts. We always supported environmental causes, a lot of mountaintop removal, you know, like movements and trying to just get clean energy and stuff like that. So we got invited to Symbiosis Gathering in 2006, and that was my first big experience with the Leave No Trace. And you know, they had zero vendors that were, you know, like selling anything commercial involved.
And that's the point of it. Adrian, I hate to cut you off, but we're out of time. Leave No Trace, Sustainable, That's What's Up. Everyone check out Adrian's music. Dub Conscious is the name. If you haven't heard, check us out, onesheet.com/dubconscious. Adrian, thanks again for coming on the air. We'll have you back.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for doing what you're doing, man. That's
well. Thank you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Bolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you, Adrian. And a shout-out to the Gratifly Festival and a shout-out to Kelsey and Kelly and everyone else. The whole crew is on the ground, on the scene. They're representing the AG Sacred Fashion, Anna Gordon Sacred Fashion line. We just launched the first festival. I know they sold a few shirts, a couple shirts, and that's a good sign. Sacred Geometry Designs. We have Fractal Art, Macro, Micro Lines. Check out AG. And for Anna Gordon, agsacredfashion.com. And, of course, a shout-out to the Best of Mount Shasta Conference. We'll be out there in 2 weeks doing a broadcast, doing interviews. Check out thebestofmountshasta.com. And with that, we're going to jump to our next guest. We have our very own Joel Winfox talking about all different herbal blends and amazing tinctures and stuff he does to heal practically almost anything. Anything in the terms of there's a plant or flower somewhere in the planet to heal every known disease we know of, and that's why it's so important to really know all the alternative and and really health ways to cure a disease or a cold or something like that, not ingesting chemicals and all the stuff they have out in the stores. So with that, I give you Win Fox. Thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Jonah. Thanks for having me. So great to be on the show and great to be a part of this wonderful thing you're creating here.
Thank you.
Been noticing how just much rain and how much moisture we've been having. I know I've been talking to a lot of people who've been having a lot of problems with mold right now. Mold growing in their basements and their crawl space and their vents. And a quick, easy solution to this that doesn't need any harmful, caustic chemicals is just simply getting some undiluted vinegar, putting it in a spray bottle, and just topically treating all the areas with mold. It's actually what the EPA recommends for getting rid of black mold and all the other types of mold. Oftentimes people don't notice the signs of mold poisoning, but they can be pretty severe. It can really compromise your immune system. It can make you think that you're just allergic to everything. You have just kind of a constant fever almost. You just feel hot all the time. You're constantly having drainage out of your sinuses. Like a constant histamine reaction. It can cause skin rashes, and overall it can just make you feel exhausted and like you don't have any energy to deal with anything. So if that's the case, it's a good idea to check if you have a dirt floor basement, especially to see if there's any mold growing anywhere, especially with how much rain we've been getting.
Yeah.
And I actually make a product. If you have true allergies, there's a product I make that I think we carry through the radio show here, which is an allergy assistance formula, and that has eyebright, goldenrod, which is often falsely accused of causing allergies when actually it's one of the remedies for it. It often gets the blame for ragweed, which is kind of an indescript looking plant. It has just plain green flowers. You'd probably pass it a million times and not even notice it was there, but it happens to bloom at the same time as goldenrod. So goldenrod, because it's more noticeable, oftentimes people think they're allergic to it when they're actually allergic to the ragweed that's blooming at the same time. In the blend is also elecampane, ginger, and elderflower, and all those herbs work together to help calm that histamine reaction and just help you feel normal and at ease again. It's a lot better than popping down the Claritin or Allegra or whatever other poisons they're pumping on people these days.
That's it. Now, when you're dealing with all this rain, another thing we deal with a lot is the mosquitoes and the insects. What can we do natural to combat that?
Oh, I've actually been selling my flea spray like crazy. I make a pestle spray that helps coat your body and helps protect from the mosquitoes. The mosquitoes, I've actually seen them land on my skin and notice that it's there and then just not want to even have anything to do with me, and they'll just fly right off. Of course, anytime I haven't sprayed myself completely, oftentimes they'll find that one little spot, but it does provide a good coating of protection, as well as helping to protect against fleas, which will actually kill off an active infestation of fleas, and will help keep ticks off. And I know ticks have been a big worry on a lot of people's minds lately. There's been a little girl around here, actually, that contracted Rocky Mountain spotted fever and unfortunately passed away. And there's been a lot of people coming down with Lyme's disease. And it's really important to have a good time and get out there in nature. You know what? We all want to get out there, commune with nature in the summertime, go enjoy, go raft down a river, go hiking, go camping. And it's not that we can't do that, but you got to be safe when you're doing it and realize what dangers are out there around you. And that pestaway spray just really works good for allowing you to get out, enjoy nature, and still stay safe. So it's been a really blessing that I formulated that at one point, because it's not only helped me, but it's helped keep my kids, my pets safe. It's even safe for dogs and cats. So I've been using that and haven't had to use the poisonous stuff for about 6 years now. So it's been very fortunate. And it's just a great, great time to be outside and be doing things. And myself, I'm looking forward to a little bit of a break from this rain so I can get out there and enjoy it a little more.
It's been nonstop, and let's talk a little bit about that, Wind Fox. We know we got the weather modification, HARP going on, chemtrails, all this stuff. Do you think, I mean, it's unprecedented. I've never seen, I mean, the weather's so backwards all over the place. But then it could be natural cycles too. You know, I mean, so at the end of the day, everyone has their own opinion. We do know some things are going on versus others, but what do you think all this rain is? I mean, that, from a standpoint of a herbalist.
I know some people would probably call me a kook or whatever, but I'm just a person that puts one and one together and makes two. And if you'll notice, I mean, we've had a lot of melting of the polar ice caps. A lot of that, what used to be frozen tundra up there, is now turning into water. And if you add more water to an environment, more water goes up into the atmosphere. And if there's a lot of water in the atmosphere, it falls down as rain. So it just seems like a kind of a common sense progression of our own destructive cycle on the natural habitat that we were brought into, and hopefully nature will correct itself and we can correct our habits to stop feeding into destructive ways in our environment and get everything back on a normal track. But I think a lot of it has to do with that. You know, another thing I always think about is we pump all this oil out of the earth, but what are the things we use oil for in a car? We use it to lubricate moving parts, and the earth is constantly spinning on its axis. That has to create a ton of friction, and we're taking away one of the only lubricants to it. So, you know, you have this gigantic blend of problems that are almost self-created by us as people, unfortunately. And, you know, there's plenty of other alternatives out there, and hopefully this will give some people the kick in the rear end they need to kind of invest in more sustainable methods of living and being able for us all to cohabitate on this earth together.
Wow. One of the most important things, I think, also, when we like to talk about this a lot, is your daily maintenance of the body, your daily health of the body. What's something someone can take every day? I know you have the one I take every day, which is the endurance one, but what are some other things in the summertime people could take on a daily basis to help them with the sun and things like that?
Well, one of the most important things is staying hydrated. A great way I like to do that and get kind of a lot of my tonics for the day is I'll usually make up a gallon or two of tea every day or every other day, and I'll constantly have nice cold iced tea in the fridge, so it gives me the hydration I need. I can put a lot of long-term longevity tonics in there to help keep my body healthy. As you said, I do make that formula, the daily endurance formula, which is almost partially a longevity tonic because it takes a lot of the oxidative stress off of the body. It helps the body adapt to stress and protects the adrenal glands. And, you know, that's another good method, but really, staying hydrated is of the most importance. And even in damp weather, a lot of times we think that it's so wet outside that we don't need to drink as much water. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the body's requirement for fluid and hydration is the same regardless of our external environment. It might go down a little, but it doesn't go down that much. So it's important to stay hydrated. And like I said, making a quick herbal tea, you know, every day, every other day, every couple days even, is a good way to have a nice chance to get out, see what's in your yard. Maybe if you don't spray chemicals in your yard, go out there and pick some herbs, get some green tea and make it up, or white tea or black tea, depending on whatever you use. I like to use green tea because
Wind Fox, unfortunately, we're out of time, and I know you have such a wealth of information, and I want to talk to you more, but we're out of time. And again, thank you as always for coming on and giving us some health and wellness updates. Joel Wind Fox.
No problem. Thank you. You have a great night.
Excellent. Here's some more Dub Conscious. We'll be right back after these messages.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200
or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
It's here. Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone, and I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Also want to give a shout out, of course, to all the listeners out there. We're now hitting 144 countries around the world that are hitting Starseed Radio website. And of course, the new website just got launched. I want to give a shout out to that. Starseedradio.com is the new updated website just launched this week, so check it out. Follow our Twitter feed, Facebook page. We have lots of information, good articles, always going out, and lots of updates. And, of course, check out our newly launched 501c3 nonprofit, starseedsociety.org, which Edward Twitchell Hall III, Ted, our next guest, is one of the ambassadors representing a few different great causes, Occupy Wall Street, Idle No More, and some amazing other sustainable projects around the country. So with that, Ted, how's it going? I haven't talked to you in a while. I know you got lots of updates. So how's it going on up there in New York?
It's a special day. Right now I'm sitting in Troy, New York, next to Albany, where the abolitionist movement began with a bunch of the Onondaga and Iroquois nations beginning a historic, honoring of the very first treaty in the United States. We're doing a 13-day long rowing trip from Albany down to Manhattan starting tomorrow morning. And we're all camped out. We're all in our tents outside in a park right now and about to make history.
Awesome.
Perfect timing.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed, brother. Wow. So great. And you've been involved in a lot of different Occupy Wall Street, Idle No More. Tell us about some updates on those different movements. Where's Occupy Hours? I Don't Know More at? Just give us a couple of quick updates on those.
Totally. Well, there's been a planning gathering for Occupy for several months now for a 2-year anniversary. And the action's becoming very clear, and we have a very clear message that we're all in agreement on, which is global solidarity or unity of humanity. And we need new systems of justice that are being created on the ground up, and that we also have to stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership and other similar corporate global trade coups. So we're doing this Trans-Pacific Partnership piece is massive and very important for everybody on this station to look up the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's essentially like the largest corporate takeover land grab in human history. And it's literally like treasonous when it comes to U.S. law. And in October, there's going to be an up and down vote on whether or not the United States will lose its sovereign capacity to develop its own self from municipal, state to federal law to, a cohort of over 600 corporate ambassadors that have been meeting in secret for the last 11 years. Not a single U.S. senator has been allowed into the negotiations. One has been given through over a 10,000 person, request that petition that they would be able to look at it. And they got to look at it for a short period of time. They couldn't have anybody with them and could not even write notes. And they said it was practically totalitarian, what was being negotiated. Our the GMO, all the progress we've made in our whole movement for sustainability, for GMO labeling, for all of this just gets rolled back and reversed and institutionalized across 12 major countries, which so people should look this up. But we're going to be tackling that on a 2-year anniversary. I'd like to share more details on that, definitely, and how you all can support.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now tell us about some of the updates of the upcoming stuff you got going on. What is planned? What is happening? How can people get involved?
Totally. Well, on September 17th, a group of us is going to be doing a massive political theater piece. It's called Money Wars. We actually launched a crowdfunding campaign for it.
That's great.
On Kickstarter. Just look up Money Wars with a Z and TPP, Death Star, or just go to moneywars.org. You can try to find it, but we're just starting this. Where we're get to be in Times Square with over 200 money troopers, or like sort of a remix of like stormtroopers, and Darth Banker instead of Darth Vader, and Emperor Pipeline instead of Emperor Palpatine, and we'll be unveiling the TPP Death Star. Because the only thing that makes this trade agreement powerful is that no one knows it exists, and there's a reason. Because I mean, our search engines and our social networks are curated so that information does not spread. That's important. If it doesn't make people money, it's not going to have any fluidity. So we're going to do the largest media spectacle and occupies history on that day.
Wow.
In the middle of Times Square. So we need tons of support. So if you guys can look that up and spread it through your networks, we've had a lot of glitches, and we should have it. It should be visible. It'll be a little video describing the TPP and this action, and so you can see what it is that we've done.
That's what's up. People out there, you got to get involved, all the listeners, supporters, And again, check this stuff out. Not always what is said could be your truth, or, you need to learn it for yourself, or, I always say don't take what you hear from us. Do your own research,
totally.
YouTube, yep. Google, educate yourself. Educate. Now,
completely.
That's all I've been doing the last 3 years is really educating myself on things that I want to know about, not things that were forced down my throat in school that meant absolutely nothing or took your creative abilities away. Like, we're trying to educate people to thrive on what you want to do, whatever it is that's creative to you, and like That's the energy we're trying to get everybody in, because everybody's good at something. Everybody wants to do something. There's a job that everybody likes to do. And, you know, that's the unity we're talking about on a larger scale.
Totally. And this, and in a wild way, this whole, like, illegal, ridiculous trade agreement will unify so many people across so many countries, because we all have to work together to say, no, we're not, we're able to create our future from the ground up. And that's where what you're just saying is so necessary, and it's the precursor to it, is people taking ownership and taking responsibility instead of, you know, delegating it to a company. And that's the only way we can do this. We can't just fight corporatism. We have to obsolete it. And we can't, you know, depend on a company and say we don't want it. And that's where all of these countries that are involved in this, the Japan, the United States, Canada, Mexico, Peru, Chile, Vietnam, New Zealand, there's even more. This is like about 45%.
This is definitely a project, you know, for people to pay attention to, get involved in. And these are the type of things where we need your support, write letters and like do what you can. Like, you know, the energy is here to support whatever you want to do. If the intent and the meaning behind it is to help yourself or better the planet, it'll be supported. So the more people can get on board right now to support this and really put that energy behind it, because they really want to do it, we can make a difference, and we are. A famous Buckminster Fuller quote: "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." I know you know that's it. That's it. We're moving towards that, and there is no fighting involved. You just be the change you want to see in the world.
Yep. Be the change, and also it is establishing borders with what we have and saying this can't be encroached upon anymore. So this is from the indigenous wisdom too, which is like, you don't protect something without anything. It's, you know, you start with your home, with your water, with your family, with your neighborhood, with your community, and you're building that up. But you keep anything from, you keep the wolves from coming at that. But our culture has just been about like bashing wolves without having anything to protect. We actually just are keeping on conquering and consuming.
Another perfect example, Ted, not to cut you off, but it was so crazy to see this. This weekend, Belshare is happening. 250,000 people downtown Asheville, like 10 city blocks, they close off. There's bands, there's this and that. Now we're in the Bible Belt. And I went to go to the bank, and on two corners, just on one, my block alone, I could hear them from my office, six floors up, yelling on the bullhorn, "If you are gay, you are going to hell. If you're da 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 da." I'm like, you know, that's the shit. That's the stuff right there that's going to keep us divided. You know, it keeps people divided. Like, you know, it call it whatever you want. If you're forcing something on somebody against someone's will, or threatening a way like that, that if you don't do this, it's like this, that's not anything that's going to get you anywhere anymore, because the energy has shifted. It's just, it's not going to hold anymore, you know, and that's the stuff. It was like, so like angering to see that, you know. It was like, God, like, are you serious? And like, you know, and Asheville's the lesbian capital of the country. There's more lesbians here in the per capita than anywhere in the country, you know. And it was just, you know, crazy to see them yelling back and forth, and like, you know, that's the stuff.
Disgruntled people.
Listen to this. Listen to this. This was just sent to me by a supporter out there, a news article. I don't know if you've even heard this, Ted, but get ready for this one. Spain itself just basically taxed the sun. They now are charging a tax, levies consumption tax on sunlight. And you get fined as much as 30 million euros for if you illegally gather sunlight. What they did is they evened out solar power versus gas bills to make sure you can't get solar power and save money on your gas bill from electricity. That's the stuff that has to stop. It's craziness.
Totally,
Ted,
brother.
We're out of time. Again, thanks for coming on the air. Stay out there. Stay positive, and keep doing what you're doing. We thank you so much for your service, man. Keep rocking.
Yeah, check out on it.
Eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're going to jump to our next guest who only has a few minutes because he's running in to a premiere right now. We have Dr. Joseph Burks on the line. Of course, we know from working with Dr. Stephen Greer. Thank you for joining us on the show. Dr. Joe, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you.
Absolutely. I know you don't have much time, so let's just go into give us some updates on everything that's been developing lately, working with Lori and everything like that. I know you don't have much time, so I'll just let you take the ball from here on out.
Sure. Well, I guess you've had Costa on the show before, so you know the developments in the Global C5 initiative.
Absolutely. Amazing.
Right. Well, this is a radical change in the situation in the contact movement because when I worked with Dr. Greer back in the early 90s, there were only a few working groups in operation. And we had a tremendous problem with security because we were being followed and our phones were tapped and our emails were being intercepted by, shall we say, shadowy intelligence operatives who really made it a challenge for us to do our contact work. In fact, after 1993, the only real good contacts we had were outside of the United States. So that was how bad it was. But now with dozens of teams operating all over the United States and hundreds to thousands of people operating all over the world, it makes it a very different situation where people can have the interactions, and there's just far too many groups operating to harass us in the way they did back then.
And the newest updates, I had Coast on a few weeks ago. Give us an example of how much contact is being made with all these groups around the world to the listeners out there who aren't familiar with the CE5 updates.
Well, the CE5 initiative is a citizen's effort to make contact with extraterrestrial intelligence, the UFO intelligence. And we have teams of people who are trained in PSI, which is consciousness techniques, who can interact with life as well as with mind, with the intelligence possible, and they respond. They show up at our research sites as anomalous nocturnal lights. Occasionally we see structured craft. There's also occasionally beings that are seen on site. And this is something that may sound strange or amazing, but the documentation is there, and you know, as a person who has been active in the contact movement, I've seen this phenomenon for 20 years, and I can tell your listeners, it's very real.
Well, and for the listeners that don't know, absolutely, I mean, I'm totally behind that statement. You could see it everywhere if you look at the history of humankind. It's in every indigenous culture. Some tribes knew they came from the stars. Many were in contact. They had hieroglyphics with craft in them. The evidence is everywhere, but most of it was purposely destroyed in all the different campaigns that the Spanish and everyone else had to erase the history of what the truth really was.
I'm in history right now, and it's the history of the future of our culture. The maxim, evolve or die, is staring a lot of people in the face. Our culture, Earth culture, is facing what people perceive to be insurmountable problems. And we could use help, not in the form of, say, Jesus Christ in a spaceship, and certainly the extraterrestrials are not Darth Vader either, but just the awareness that advanced cultures can go through the same terrible time that we're experiencing now, that advanced cultures from other star systems can evolve and put down their childish things, do away with war and pollution and racism and slavery and all the other terrible things that have been very much part of our past and unfortunately still part of our present. Just being aware that we are not alone in the universe and we have a potential as an example of extraterrestrial cultures to point the way to an evolutionary path that involves the development of unity, not based on the basis of force, but on the basis of cooperation.
What are some ways out there, Dr. Joe, before you go, how people can get involved in this movement? Is there, I know there's ETLetstalk.org, or what are some ways, what are some first steps for people to get involved?
You know, a personal narrative is always helpful because you can see how other people have walked the path of contact. There's an excellent book available out there. The first chapter, 49 pages, is drawn from my experiences. It's called Past the Contact, True Stories from the Contact Underground. I'll say that again. Past the Contact, True Stories of the Contact Underground. I urge people to visit my website. And if they don't remember Contact Underground, they can just spell my name, Dr. Burks, B-U-R-K-E-S, with an S at the end, and put UFO next to it. Or Dr. Burks, Joe Burks, M.D., UFO, and you'll be taken to my website that has hundreds of pages of material that are drawn from my personal experience as well as other contact workers. So I think educating yourself is important. And then if you're eager, training is available. There's a whole bunch of tools which you can learn about at the ET Let's Talk website. You can download smart apps into your phone. And you can find out where all the other contact workers are doing this very exciting project. Could you announce the time right now, because I have showtime at 8 o'clock?
It is 10:53 Eastern Time.
We can go another 3 or 4 minutes, no problem.
Excellent.
I hope I answered your question.
Yes, absolutely. Since we have a few minutes left, if you would go into some of the most astounding or factual data you have out there.
The most astounding experience, which you can read about on my website, is the incredible encounter that we had in Mexico in 1993, February 1st. Dr. Greer was leading an advanced team. He called it back in those days the Rapid Mobilization Investigative Team. It was a team that traveled all over the world to UFO hotspots. because I spoke Spanish, because I've been running a contact team, which, by the way, had three physicians in it and three PhD psychologists in it. So we're not exactly fringe elements in terms of our socioeconomic standing. So we went out to Mexico near the Popocatépetl volcano, and using the techniques that Dr. Greer pioneered, we were able to attract a 300-foot triangular-shaped craft to our research site. It was very large. It was totally silent, came out between the volcanoes, and we signaled at it, and it signaled back. This was not the Mexican Air Force on maneuvers. It blocked out the sky, came within a few hundred feet of our position. We thought we were going to have a landing, but that did not happen. But even as these large craft slowly drifted by within a few hundred feet of us, it continued to signal at us both during the approach, and as it passed our position at the base of the volcano, it continued to signal back. As we flashed at it, it flashed back. Two flashes from us, two flashes back from the craft. So this is the kind of thing that changed my perspective. I knew this was very real, very important, exciting. And even though I have lots of family responsibilities, you know, raising two kids with the missus and a medical career, which for 30 years I worked as an internist in a large HMO in Southern California, with all that responsibility, I saw this as a very important project, not only for me, for my children, and my children's children.
The most important project, because when disclosure happens and when this news comes out, the help, the technologies will be utilized in the correct manner, and I hope, Dr. Joe, we can bring some sort of harmony back to the planet like we had in ancient times, because it can be done, and people like you are leading the way. So thank you so much for taking the time and coming on the air. And again, your website and where people can find out more information?
Contactunderground.com, and Joe Brooks, MD, UFO, will get you through any search engine to my website.
Excellent. Great. Well, have a great premiere tonight, and Dr. Joe, we'll hope to have you back where we can spend some more time with you and go into some more detail of amazing contact and other important projects you've worked on with Greer and others. So thank you again for coming on the air.
You're very welcome. Goodbye.
Excellent. Bye. And with that, we're going to jump to Lori. Lori, you with us?
Yeah, I sure am. Thanks,
Excellent.
Jonas, for having me on.
Absolutely. How you been doing?
Just great. And you can understand our excitement at etletstalk.org that Dr. Joe is going to be coming on board with us as our ET Contact Working Group's global coordinator. We couldn't be more excited to have somebody of his stature, his caliber, his knowledge, his experience to be, you know, joining us and certainly in enriching ETLetsTalk.org as a hub of the ET Contact movement. So that's, he's just, we're just now getting
Absolutely.
Him, yeah, getting him integrated into, you know, into working with us. And because we now, as of the last few weeks, we are up to getting close to 5,000 members, Jonah, worldwide.
There you go.
Yeah, and while many of the groups are self-organizing and doing a terrific job, what we are finding is people are reaching out to us and asking for help to how to facilitate groups. What's the best way to for people who are newbies at this to make contact, et cetera, et cetera. So to have Dr. Joe coming on with us has just been wonderful.
Excellent. Well, Lori, thank you so much. We are out of time. It's etletstalk.org. And again, thank you for the update. And people, get involved. Experience it for yourself.
Thanks,
thank you, Lori.
Jonah.
Waymaker.